Chapter 6. Serving Drinks. 2. A Drink at the Bar.
Mr. and Mrs. Thomas are relaxing at the hotel bar. The bartender serves them their favorite drinks. Read and listen to the conversation. Choose the tray with the drinks they ordered.
Excuse me, sir and madam. May I take your order now?
Yes, I'd like a whiskey.
Do you have any preferences on the whiskey?
What's that bottle over there?
That's Seagram 7 Canadian whiskey, aged 10 years.
Sounds good.
With or without ice, sir?
On the rocks.
And for you, madam?
I'd like some brandy.
Yes, madam. What brand, please?
Remy Martin, with soda water and some lemon juice over it.
Certainly, sir and madam. I'll get these straight away.
A few minutes later.
Here are your drinks. You must have had a busy day. I think they should help refresh you.
Taking a long sip.
That's what I needed. Much better. Do you have any snacks?
Certainly. Here are some peanuts and crackers.
Could I have a stir stick?
Coming up. Here you are.
Thanks.
Can I get you another drink, sir?
That's kind of you. Yes, I'll have another whiskey. Any brand, but straight up.
Right away, sir.
Thanks.
3. A qualified bartender. Read the following two conversations and decide who the qualified bartender is, Gino or Rita. Conversation 1.
Please tell me I didn't just see that, Gino.
I was just tasting it to see that it's just right.
I've never heard of a barman tasting cocktails from the glass before he sends them out.
The chef puts his dirty, grimy finger in every meal he makes. Nobody makes a complaint about that. It's a work in progress. Say what you like about me, but I'm a perfectionist.
You're supposed to know cocktail recipes by heart.
Yeah, this is something new for a very special occasion.
Well, if an inspector catches you drinking behind the bar, that's a point against us. Don't do it again.
Conversation 2. If you need an aperitif or a brandy, you have to go to the bar. Obviously, we have a sommelier, but you need to know our wine list.
If you were serving our saddle of venison, you would recommend something dark and tight, with a smoke and tar edge.
Maybe a fine Chianti.
What would you suggest to complement Oriental food?
Probably a white with a strong-edged taste to complement the strong flavor. Maybe a Riesling or a white Grenache. Is that okay?
That's very good. Thank you.
4. Making Bacardi cocktails. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks to complete the steps for making a Bacardi cocktail.
My name is André Tronchi from Bench Bar. Today, I'll show you how to make a Bacardi cocktail. First of all, take a cocktail glass and chill it by putting 3 ice cubes in it. Set it aside for later. Then half fill the cocktail shaker with ice cubes. Add 45 milliliters, or a generous splash of Bacardi light rum, and pour it over the ice. Next, add 30 milliliters, or a medium splash of lime juice, into the shaker. Then add a dash of grenadine. Put the lid on the shaker and make sure it's secure. And shake your Bacardi cocktail well. Take the chilled cocktail glass and remove the ice cubes. Then strain your Bacardi cocktail into the glass. Finally, to decorate the cocktail, just put 1 slice of lime on the edge of the glass. Now it's time to relax and enjoy your Bacardi cocktail.
5. Types of liquor. Listen to the bartender talking about the types of liquor and do the exercises. Let me get you filled in on a few different types of liquor. It's good to know what you are serving to people, and a lot of bartenders don't have the knowledge necessary to become a good mixologist. Tequila, for instance. Tequila comes from the agave plant. Tequila can only come from one place in the world, and that's Mexico. And that's good to know. Jack Daniels is a whiskey which comes from Tennessee. It's not bourbon. Bourbon comes from Kentucky. It's not Scotch. Scotch comes from Scotland. What do we have here? Vodka. That's an easy one. Vodkas are all made out of potatoes, corn, grain. They're very neutral spirits. You can mix vodka with just about anything. I advise you to definitely not overdrink your vodka because you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. Rum. Rum comes from sugar canes. Rum is made all over the world. Generally, the best rum in the world comes from the Caribbean, South America. Places where it's warm and can grow a lot of sugar cane. Places where they've been doing it for a very long time. What else did we use today? Kahlua. Kahlua is just basically a coffee liquor. It's sweet, it's dark, it works well in your creamier drinks. It works in a lot of shots. It adds substance to a lot of different drinks, so that's always a good one. Other than that, do yourself a favor and go look up some drink recipes. Go look up your various liquors and learn about what you're serving to people. It'll help you in the long run.
7. Answer the following questions. Work with your partner to ask and answer these questions. For each point, put down your answer in the blank. Then listen to the recording for model answers and repeat, paying attention to the fluency and tone of your voice.
A. What would you say to ask a guest the type of drink he or she wants to have?
What would you like to drink?
B. What would you say to ask how the guest likes the flavor of a drink?
Do you like sweet or sour flavors?
How does that taste?
Would you like to taste it?
C. What would you say to suggest ways of serving whiskey?
Would you like the whiskey served on the rocks, straight up, with soda water, or with plain water?
D. What would you say to suggest wine to go with meat or fish?
Red wine goes with red meat, and white wine goes with fish or white meat.
E. What would you ask if a guest would like to have some brandy?
What brand would you like, sir?
F. What does a guest mean when he says, whiskey, Canadian Club, straight up?
It means he wants some whiskey without anything in it, and the brand he prefers is Canadian Club.
G. If the guest wants a soft drink, what would you usually offer?
We can offer a variety of non-alcoholic drinks, including coffee, tea, Coke, milk, and mineral water.